bad thoughts. You are unable to imagine that one day it will be possible for you to say hello to yourself, to recognize yourself as a friend, and to make a definitive peace of that. You remain surrendered to your alternatives. When it comes to tomorrow, you are unable to recognize yesterday. The defunct days lean towards you with their images. From them you read off the inscription of your old outrages, and those yet to come tremble away into distant complaints. The scattered griefs fail to gather in the vicinity of where your heart has been. You have forgotten why you are sad, but you will know the hour where your sadness was born. Tired of searching the night, you will relish the day. She will nourish you with her light orchards. The trees of the night, the trees of the day. The seasons turn in their balmy cycle, and you will not know what to say to their mild passage. It's a big chance, you think it over. You cease to see yourself as a fit-up for what is agreeable. Exhausted by the winding distance, covered by your staggering days, the lost homelands, the rusted autumns, and a fiery rose in the September sun, you will feel your body give way to its constituent parts. It will bear less resemblance to you than a rosebush. The spring lies in wait for, in order to prune. When the evening twilight falls on the deserted lane, you will not have any dread left in you. You may wish to cut yourself off from certain parts which you disapprove of. You would take a slice of this thing or that to offer up as a quarry, but when you rest on the restful breast of your lover, by her let yourself be carried as far as the border, where to be cancelled itself is to revoke all endings. Accept yourself and your heritage, from which you have been formed and passed from age to age. Stay mysterious rather than be pure. Accept your multifariousness, your pluralism. When you come finally to take leave of your youth, all the fallen dreams born of your very early childhood, shoot beside fresh jasmine. An adorable person comes together in your arms at the charming little crossroads where the day slopes into the flat open country and the little hill expires. The implicit beauty of sacred places will be troubled for you. This restlessness will have put everything in question, and you will be subject to the craziest actions. But the road runs away from under your step, the horizon never approaches, and you give yourself to this walking life to which the dust of the road attaches itself.